Loads of really good stuff happening in Leeds at the moment, including the fact that Wolf Alice are going to be in Leeds at the O2 Academy on Saturday night. If you have tickets for that, well played. I think it's going to be a good gig. If you want tickets, sadly, sold out. I know, gutted. We'll talk some more about though, the band and the gig and more, because we're joined by Joel from Wolf Alice. Joel, good afternoon.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I woke up 3 minutes ago.
The life of being part of a band, I guess.
You know what, that's the most I've slept in this entire tour. I've been pretty disciplined, but I'm eating some cornflakes pretty late in the day.
What about the touring life, Joel? I mean, do you find when you're on tour, does your lifestyle and the hours you keep, do they completely change based on when you're not touring?
I'm being quite a good boy this tour, you know. I've been getting up early. I've been going to the gym. I've been doing all sorts of things that I don't usually do. I'm probably worse behaved at home, to be fair. But these shows mean a lot to us, and they're the biggest shows you've ever done, and we're taking it very seriously, and we're getting a bit more disciplined. Yeah, it's an hour. It's like, this isn't the longest sets we've done, and you know. I want them to be the best they can be. So early to bed for Joel this tour, I think.
Very sensible. I've noticed actually with the tour, I mean, we mentioned the fact that you guys are going to be in Leeds this weekend. You have more gigs this week. You're then out gigging next week. And then I think you head straight on a plane to North America, where you then do a load more gigs before you give yourself, understandably, a bit of a break for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've actually got like 2 weeks off for Christmas this year, which is probably the most we've had in like the last 4 years. So I'm quite looking forward to it. But you know, Leeds is always, we used to call it lucky Leeds, because our old tour manager used to say that every time we went to Leeds, because it would never be a bad gig. I don't think we've ever had a time in Leeds where we've not had a show that we've just absolutely loved. And the last time we played there, it was actually my favourite show of the last tour. And I'm really looking forward to going back.
What is it about the Leeds crowd? I mean, are they just more up for it than other places? They sing along more? What's different about the city?
Absolutely bonkers, I think. And I find it really hard not to feed off the crowd from in Leeds. We played at the Cockpit back in the day when it was still going, RIP, and that was always really fun. And I remember just really fun nights out afterwards as well. Like, it's just, we used to always stay in Leeds after we played, and I've got loads of good memories. I can't not love Leeds. It's great.
You mentioned as well about the lifestyle you're trying to have at the moment, the going to the gym, the being more sensible with it all. For people who like love you as a band, there'll be a lot of people who are wanting to get into bands themselves. They'll see Wolf Alice, they will look at your influence. Being part of a band, everyone always thinks is the showbiz, most literally rock and roll thing going. But what is the lifestyle actually like for you? I mean, you mentioned about you only get normally a week or so off at Christmas. Is it something that you treat like a job, or is it something that you actually do find it's just roller coaster of fun?
I mean, it is a roller coaster of fun, like, most definitely. I think we're very lucky to be doing what we're doing, but from the get-go, the four of us took it very seriously, and you know, we wanted to do it to the level that we're doing it now. We want to take it even further, and we've done everything that we can as individuals and as a collective to try and get it to where it is. And we, you know, without sounding like a mug, we have worked very hard, and we take it very seriously. But there is loads of fun to have with it. And I mean, I say I go to the gym. I've been to the gym maybe once, but there's a balance, you know. And like we say, it's like, it's not like the 90s and stuff anymore, where people are just like chucking cash at you and whatever. You know, if you want to do this and do this properly, I think you have a responsibility to take it as seriously as possible and give the people that come into your shows the best experience they can have possible. And that for me means not just turning up hungover anymore and playing half good. I want it to be the best gig anyone's ever been to all the time. And I mean that seriously.
Of course, being a band that brings that best gig is about also having some really good material, which you guys, based on the music that I've heard from you, is really good. I mean, the Visions of a Life album, I know that Beautifully Unconventional, I would say, is one of my favourite songs that we've played here at Radio Yorkshire. You've also got some new music as well. I think it's Don't Delete the Kisses. That's the next one you're using as a single, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's going to go to radio for a bit. It's already out, but I think it's going to go to radio, and yeah, we're also really enjoying playing the more like guitar heavy songs, like Visions of a Life. The title track is 8 minutes long, and I love playing that live, and that goes down really well. And Formidable Cool has been really fun, and we've got a new production with our lighting guy Davey, and we're just really excited, and I genuinely can't wait to get to Leeds. I was so happy that it was on the tour this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes down.
Well, if you have got a ticket for the gig at the O2 Academy in Leeds this weekend, well played, because they are now officially sold out. It's been a real pleasure to speak to you, though. Joel from the band Wolf Alice, enjoy the gig, enjoy the tour, and thank you for joining me on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. See you soon.